All right, kids, what did we learn at Bears Camp today?
Helmets and shoulder pads. Who's doing good and who's doing bad? Yeah. It's the Bears Camp with Adam Hogue.
Good stuff. Adam Hogue is in Bourbonnais, of course. It has to be because it's such a big week. The Chicago Bears get their practice starting today, their first one without pads, but still a few injuries to talk about, so let's get right to it. Adam Hogue joins us from Bourbonnais. Adam, for what is supposed to be the first day of practice, a couple of bumps in the road.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, let's start with the one that matters the most, and that's Kyle Long, who suffered a calf injury today, and from the good news is, from what I was told, it's not severe, as in, you know, something that's going to linger on and into the regular season. Now, in the short term, I definitely don't think he'll be at practice tomorrow because he was wearing a boot when we saw him later in the day on his left leg. So that's something to worry about and monitor, but I don't think it's the end of the world. But, I mean, look, I don't think camp could have started any worse for the fans that were in attendance today, because about 20 minutes into it, Leonard Floyd, the first-round draft pick, and everyone loves the first-round draft pick on the first day of training camp. Everyone wants to see him. He leaves practice on a cart, and we didn't really know what had happened because it wasn't like anything had happened on the field. So we were kind of speculating and wondering, hey, is it just something like he's sick or is he overheated or something like that? But with the Bears' crazy media rules, we weren't allowed to, you know, say anything like that. All we could say is that he left practice on a cart, which, of course, is going to send all Bears fans everywhere into a huge panic,
including me, which is what happened
for about an hour and a half until John Fox finally talked to us and said he's sick. He's fine. He's been sick, and everything's okay.
Well,
it was very eventful first
day. I was going to say, what was the environment like at camp today? Were there a lot of fans there? Were people excited for the Bears to be back in Bourbonnais?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a Thursday, and the pads aren't on yet. So typically, this first day isn't all that well attended. I mean, there was a decent crowd here today. I don't think, you know, I thought last year was the deadest I had ever seen it. On the first day of training camp. So it wasn't that bad. But, you know, Saturday, and I tell fans this all the time when I talk to them, and, you know, listeners right now, if they're wondering what is the best day to come down to camp, really it's this Saturday. It's the first day pads go on. You know, it's a weekend day. Everyone can get down here, spend the day. And that's when there should be a full house and a really kind of a crazy atmosphere during a practice.
Well, for all the negative storylines with people getting carted off and a calf injury for Kyle Long, the positive storyline was a full day of practice for Kevin White. How did he do? He seemed to have all smiles when talking about completing his first practice.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I thought both he and Alshon Jeffery had a good start to camp, especially Alshon. I you know, someone turned to me in the middle of the practice and said, you know, if Alshon didn't practice the rest of training camp, I think they would be okay. Because he pretty much proved himself as the dynamic offensive weapon that he is. And look, we know that about Alshon Jeffery. He just needs to stay healthy. And if he does that, he's going to have a huge season and probably make a lot of money in the offseason, whether it's with the Bears or another team. But Kevin White, he kind of struggled a little bit, I thought, during OTAs and minicamp, but came out today, looked pretty strong. You know, as a whole, I thought the offense, because there's been so much talk about the improved defense, I thought the offense had a pretty good day today. But let's not judge any of that until we get the pads on. Because, first of all, the way the NFL has the rules these days, the offense always has the advantage, because it's really hard for defensive backs to even play defense anymore on wide receivers. And then when you don't even put pads in the equation and they're not allowed to tackle, of course the offense is going to have the advantage.
Yeah,
but I thought it was a pretty strong first day for Jay Cutler and company.
All right, so the offense is what we're going to look at Saturday for pads. I mean, God forbid. I don't know what these guys actually hit each other after what happened in day one here. But the hope is that Kyle Long comes back. So what can we expect when the pads come on? Do we start to see more of the stuff that we usually see in training camp?
Well, what I love is, and it's the first thing I'll zero in on the first day of padded practice, is that when they do the one-on-one drills, offensive line versus defensive line, because that really, both of them, the offensive line and defensive line, can go all out, because it's not, you still can't tackle But for those guys, it's not about tackling. It's just about blocking and pass rushing. So, and they pretty much go 100% in those drills when they're going one-on-one. And you can learn a lot about these young guys really quick. So hopefully Leonard Floyd is full go by Saturday. He said he could practice tomorrow. We'll see if they hold him out. They want to get to him to 100%. But I can't wait to see him put the pads on because there's been so much talk about his weight and where he's going to play at. Does he have enough strength? Let's see him go against an offensive tackle right away on Saturday when the pads are out there, when he's one-on-one. That's one of the first things I can't wait to see on Saturday.
Yeah, Adam Hoge, WGN Radio Sports. You can check out all his stuff at WGNRadio.com/Bears, but also his podcast, Intentional Grounding, which is must-listen to. Adam, thanks for joining us. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Justin.